It's always a mistake to try to follow Jimmy.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I've been so lucky to have a few poems appear in 5 a.m., one about mermaids, one about Lynette Frome, which I didn't think I'd read tonight. But I thought I'd read the one about duckweed, which is, as a lot of you know, it's an aquatic plant, and it, you know, if you go someplace where there's a lot of still water, you'll see some of it. And I saw some of it on a trip to Minnesota, and actually on a trip to New Jersey, which is what this poem's about. Duckweed. In Branchville, New Jersey, home of Bear Swamp, I'm with my new guy friend, and to prove I'm no stranger to frugality, I find a $57 a night special with a bathroom painted Easter bunny green and a chair that wobbles on funny rollers. We're lucky. We both can sleep through rumbly back road noise, brought knapsacks full of books. I think my friend grew up in a place like this, so different from LA. He hiked, fished, and scouted while I read and wheezed and lip-synced Barbra Streisand. Did he really go ice fishing? And what was it like having brothers? The August heat has morphed the daisies, or are they black-eyed Susans, into 1,000 drooping yellow teepees. I'm learning what grows on backwaters, ponds, and streams. It's worth half wrecking the tires, driving down the gravel road to find the smallest flowers in the world, what shelters bluegills and bullfrogs, what carries more protein than even soybeans, what we find to sustain ourselves. Double leaves, single root, air pockets, so tiny, so buoyant, that the tiny flowers just float. Thank you. And Jan Beatty couldn't be here tonight. She's in California. But I know she really wanted to be here. She tried all sorts of things so she could, actually. But she, too, said that the place she sure wanted her poetry to appear above all others was 5 a.m., and she wanted to say thank you for so much. Thank you. And how do you want to do this? Are Judy going to read first, and then Ed? Okay. All right. You have their unbelievable bios in front of you. I'm not going to restate them, but I just want to say that this journal and these poets have been hugely influential. And a lot of people, when I know in 1998, when I was starting to think about contemporary poetry, the book I found to think about it was Ed's book with Peter Oresic. And I went, wow, that's what they're really doing. Wow. Judy Vollmer and Edda O. Chester.